you doing, Gabriel?
Byron, bro. You're also Byron, there's weather, just crazy weather and all that stuff, so. We're still hanging in there.
Didn't hear your last two words, but let me turn this radio down here. I got a real bad cold, and so I'm going down to get a inhaler the doctor prescribed along with my medicine. Don't really want to go down there this time of night because the traffic is crazy out here.
Yeah, I know, but well, what we can do? You got to do what you got to do.
Built so many houses up here, Gabriel, it's incredible. And the roads just don't, they just weren't built for that. And it's just ruining the area. And it was like out in the country, but not no more.
It's rough over there. I was there by your neighborhood the other day. I have to go help a friend build a pool. So it's about 20 minutes, no, maybe 10 minutes from your house.
Well, that was nice of you. Well, you've heard about the little boy that didn't want to do his homework. He told his mom the dog ate his homework, you know. Well, the dog ate my Carolina Wyndham on one end.
Trust me, if you're not up there, trust me, he ain't going to do it again.
Said, the neighbor's dog ate my Carolina Wyndham on one end. And fortunately, I was able to repair it. He went out there and just, it was that real expensive black nylon rope from DX Engineering, and he just chewed the heck out of it.
Oh, I bet he was. Well, might chew up the cable back. So, yeah, I need to order more cable to fix the motors and some of the gay wires too, so the cutting wires, so yeah, tell me, I know.
For a while, I'm over near Dave Watson's house now, headed down towards Wade Hampton, but it dropped the antenna down some, but I think the wire was grown into the tree some, or the rope. And so it didn't fall all the way down. I was able to splice it. But if I ever had to pull it back through there, I'm going to have to do something different because, you know, that knot would get caught. But this time, instead of tying it to the post on the chain link fence, we went over the fence and tied it to a tree. Full of poison oak, of course.
Yeah, those are tend to be very... curious about, and they like to chew stuff all day, so boy, I know. Even the other dog we used to have, she liked to chew on my truck's front bumper plastic insert, and boy, that was a little expensive stuff to get it, but nah, nothing you can do about it.
Oh, sure you can. Like I tell everybody, shoot the dog or shoot the cat. Just kidding, of course. No, they do like to chew. And the problem with this was my neighbor never did own a dog, and she just got one a few months ago, and it's young. And she kept wondering why it was way down there in the pasture. And it's two houses over. You know what it looks like out there. It's 265-foot antenna. It's a long ways over there. I just had triple bypass surgery, so I couldn't pull over 5 pounds, and sometimes it winds up being more than that, but I got her back up.
You got the surgery?
August the 4th. So I can lift a little bit more now, but for a long time there, for about 2 months, it was 5 pounds.
Looks like surgery went well because you're still here.
Pretty good, Gabriel. I got tossed back in the hospital once with AFib after the surgery the next day because they didn't get the right medicine to me. But then I had AFib a couple, two or three more times and was able to take a pill and get rid of it. And it hasn't occurred since then, so I'm really thankful of that. So I'd say pretty darn successful. Rusty had the same thing. He had triple bypass.
You should chew an electrical cable. That will take care of that.
The high voltage one up, way up on top of the pole. I can't climb poles that well anymore, Gabriel.
20, that'll do it. It'll tickle a little bit.
Any of it will kill you. 120 will kill you as fast as anything else. But you know, guys that work where I worked at for 32 years, they'd say, oh, I'll mess with 110, but I won't mess with 220. Well, all 220 single phase is 210s, as you well know. But I worked with 223 phase and 483 phase and 553 phase. And I got to tell you, that's a whole different world.
Really? I hear a couple of those wires get together and boom, it sounds really nice. The first time I hear it, that was scary, but after that, yeah, I hear a couple times that they were fun. Make everybody run like crazy.
Genius, you couldn't get them off the floor where I worked, but they griped about me making a quarter an hour more than them. And I had to work up to 65 feet on that stuff, overhead cranes and such. And, yeah, like you said, if you get one to ground or two against each other, it's much worse. It was third-degree burn or death instantly because the ultraviolet would burn you really, really bad, even if it didn't touch you. And it'd melt the copper and blow it out in your face. Nowadays, they got to wear face shields, you know, a vest, they tell me it's Kevlar, and it looks like an apron, and gloves if they work on that. We didn't ever have such a thing.
He used to die like man, real does it. They take the fun out of it, but that's pretty scary stuff, really. That's a really, really stuff. And, I remember on the shop, school, one of the guys plugged up to 220 cable, and for an AC unit or something like that, and the damn wires that were, you know, bare, and he's shaking in the air thinking it was funny. Man, it sounded like a cannon when they hit each other. Boom! And all the breakers just blew up. And I was like, nice. And it was a night. Jesus, that was fun. That was really, really fun. But we managed to find a light source or something and reset all the breakers. But that guy was scared as hell, man. You can't see his face. I mean, the color just left him.
Because that stuff will kill you real fast. It sounded like an M80 going off right in front of your face if it blows up. I had a box that was wired wrong one time, and I flipped the switch on it, and it exploded. It blowed the hinge off the doors, and fire come out, but it didn't get me, luckily. I don't know how I got away with that. But somebody put a 223 phase box on 480 way back in the 50s.
I can't imagine the blast of that thing, man.
Yeah, Gabriel, before I went to work there, my boss was telling me that somebody slugged one of the phases with a piece of copper bus bar instead of putting a fuse in it on a fuse disconnect. And there was an outside crane down at our other facility, which was about 13 blocks south of us. And he went out on that outside crane to chop the ice off of the hot bars, you know, that run along the side. And he got up there on that crane and reached over the side, and he fell, and a piece of channel iron hit him right in the bottom of the neck. And needless to say, he didn't survive. And he had the switch turned off. They didn't have lockout tagouts back then. But he did have the switch turned off. But that one phase was hot, and that's 240 to ground, even though it was 480. It killed him instantly.
He landed pretty well cook, I tell you that. I see a friend of mine get killed in a substation. He was doing some maintenance inside. I don't know what he was doing, but we can see the flash, and that's it. He just still, because he was touching something over there, I don't know. He just stayed there in the same position. And just a few seconds after, it was like he got no bones, man. He just fell off, but in a very weird way. And yeah, they come and say, one of the guys screams, "Hey, man, let's go!" And we're like 300 feet away. We hear the boom. So whatever was inside, it is done. Yeah. Sooner or later, we get there because we lost the power in the area. We check, and yeah, it was my buddy. It was completely blew up.
Second chances on that. It's just bad stuff, Gabriel, no doubt about it. I used to have to open the 13,800 volt switches on our transformers when they was kicking out the oil and recirculating it to get this, what was it? I can't remember the name of it. They used to put it in transformer oil for cooling, and they had trucks that would come around, a semi-truck, and he'd recirculate that all until he got it down to so many parts per million to get that out of it. It's a common chemical, but it's real cancer-causing. Now, I didn't like doing that. I had a hot stick. It was just a 4-foot one. But boy, you'd open up those 750 kVA transformers, and it was pretty scary. We'd have to do it on a Sunday when there was no load on it. I hate to think what happens if you open one of them with a load on it, you know?
You can get dark matter out of it. Plasma is going to fly around it.
For 1900 degrees Fahrenheit, that copper vaporizes. My dad, he went back and shoved a relay in on a diesel engine when he was a fireman or an engineer. I don't remember what he was at the time, because it wouldn't take transition from series to parallel. So they couldn't gain any speed past the base speed. And it burned him clear up to his elbow. It flashed over. And, of course, he denied it, but I knew he did, because I found the big screwdriver where he shoved it in, and it was had Johnny balls all over it. You know what I'm talking about.
That will be a sight to see, really. Boy, electricity helped a lot, and, you know, transport the world, but it's something you're going to wreck one day or another, and you don't going to like it. I mean, I see a couple accidents like that. But yeah, it sounds fun when you say it, but it's not fun when you see it, trust me. Well, you know, so, yeah, it's not good.
Hold of a 16-foot T-bar, hot bar, for a 20-ton crane that I was replacing. I was leaning over a rail, and the guys used to always give me a bunch of crap about wearing new gloves. They weren't hot gloves either. And I went over the side of that, and the bus bars had ropes on them on the circuit breakers. And one of the maintenance men come over and reached up there and turned it back on. He thought he was turning it off, supposedly. And when I touched that hot bar there, I seen the crane lights flicker. And you know that thing didn't shock me? I should have been dead. But but it didn't. And those things were heavy. They were 16 foot long and made out of cast iron, and they were a T-bar. It went back in the insulator. I'll never forget that one. I got by with a couple of things, but somebody was looking over me. Well, Gabriel, I gotta go. I'm pulling into Wally World to the pharmacy in the most dangerous parking lot of the world, Walmart. Take care, KB4SV, I think it is. N0TR73, or NC. 73 is Gabriel. See you later.
Hey, Tommy. Nice talking to you. Maybe you say hello. And I got you later on.